Preparing your family for hibernation. Office of Transitional Care, Directorate of Long-Term Well-Being. A guide for households matched to an Antarctic Reserve cohort. Form OTC 114, 6th edition, April 2028, available in 94 languages in Braille, large print, and audio, read aloud by the attending system of your choice. If anything in this pamphlet worries you, call the cohort desk. A person will answer. If this pamphlet is in your hands, your household has received a letter of match naming your cohort, your reserve, and your intake window. This document answers the questions families ask in the weeks after the letter arrives. What hibernation is, what happens while you sleep, what will it feel like, and what kind of world will be waiting? One note on language before anything else, the reserve will always call you a guest. You are not a patient. You are not a case. Nothing about you is broken. You are a household going somewhere quiet to rest, and you will be treated the way a good house treats the people it loves. How the protocol was found. Controlled hibernation always failed in the laboratory, not dramatically, but delicately. Human physiology balances hundreds of thousands of interacting proteins, and every manual attempt to slow it disturbed the balance somewhere. The problem was never unsolvable. It was simply larger than any team could hold in mind. The solution came from a collaboration of research AIs assembled in 2026 and trained on the whole of comparative physiology, where human scientists could test one hypothesis at a time. The consortium mapped the chemistry of dormancy across thousands of species: Arctic ground squirrels, freeze-tolerant frogs, dormant seeds, hibernating bears, and derived from them a single protocol that speaks to human cells in a vocabulary they already know. The key was an induction agent, a synthetic analog for the hibernation induction trigger first isolated from ground squirrels, compounded individually for each guest. Your dose is calculated from your body mass, liver function, and neural architecture. No two guests have ever received the same compound. The protocol that carries you was not invented once. It is being refined continuously, and you inherit every improvement. What hibernation feels like, and why it is safe. Families ask one question more than any other: will it be frightening? It will not. Most guests remember breakfast, remember the whole, and remember nothing after the first evening. The clinical term is long-duration torpor, but the better description is the oldest one. The environment is modeled on the womb. You will rest in a warm, buffered liquid, an oxygen-carrying perfluorocarbon medium held at skin temperature on the day you enter it. The medium does for you what the body of a mother does. Oxygen arrives without breath, nourishment without eating, and every waste is carried away without effort. You float. You are held. The light through the capsule lid is low and rose-colored and dimming. From there, cooling proceeds at a quarter of a degree per hour over roughly 6 days, until your core temperature settles between 4 and 6 degrees Celsius, and your metabolism runs at less than 1/5,000th of its waking rate. Your heart will beat once every 4 to 6 minutes. You will not dream. You will enter the deepest stage of non-dreaming sleep. The state your own body reaches for every night and only rarely attains. You will remain there, held, for as long as your family sleeps. Here is the fact we ask every household to hold on to, because it is the truest thing in this pamphlet. You have already done this. Every human being alive spent months in warm, quiet, supported suspension before birth, fed without eating, oxygenated without breathing, held on every side. Your body knows how to be cared for. It knew before you could walk or speak or worry. Hibernation is extremely safe. It asks nothing of you that you have not already done once, perfectly, as a baby. There is nothing to fear in returning to the gentlest condition of human life. Your medical care, rejuvenation while you sleep. Hibernation is not a pause in your care. It is the beginning of the most advanced medical program ever offered to our species. A long-term rejuvenation therapy conducted in situ within the body where you lie, using in vitro expanded cell stalks, your own cells, sampled at intake, grown in the coastal laboratories, and returned to you through the perfusion medium matched to you alone. Because your metabolism is slowed 5,000-fold, the therapy proceeds with a patience no waking clinic could afford. It is delivered in rounds. Round 1, hour 6 to week 3. Senolytic clearance, inflammatory reset. Round 2, years 2 to 4, telomere re-extension, mitochondrial replacement. Round 3, years 8 to 12, cleavage of glycation crosslinks, extracellular matrix remodeling. Round 4, years 15 to 22, ocular, dermal, and osseous regeneration, fertility restoration, which is optional. Round 5 and after, 11-year cycles, whole system audit, neural lattice verification, and progression towards your personal restoration milestone. Round 1 begins in the 6th hour of your sleep. You will never feel any of it, and you will never be asked to consent to it again. It is part of the care, as natural as the turning of the seasons. Families ask whether grandmother will still be grandmother when she wakes. She will. During your intake week, a 2-hour scan records the complete architecture of your memory, every pathway, every pattern. Every round of therapy verifies the architecture unchanged. She will tell the same stories and laugh the same laugh and remember your childhood better than you do. She will simply do so with the body she had at 25. Who enters and when? The first guests of the reserves were our elderly, and they remained the program's first call. This is by compassion and by design. Those with the most years behind them benefit most from the earliest rounds of therapy, and no family should watch a loved one decline while a cure sleeps unused. Current assignment windows. Age 70 and over, immediate assignment upon consent. Ages 45 to 70, active waiting list, current interval from registration to intake, is 3 to 7 years. Ages 18 to 45, eligible in later expansion phases. Registrations of interest are accepted now. Under 18, not yet eligible. The young benefit least from the therapy and lose most from sleeping. Childhood is meant to be lived awake. Households are the unit of care, not individuals. Your household, up to 12 souls, is registered as one family cluster, bedded in the same hole, and woken within the same 72 hours. No one in your family will wake alone. Larger families may petition the cohort desk for adjacent clusters. Companion animals may be registered under the companion program for cohibernation in the veterinary holes of your reserve. Smaller companions are bedded within the family hole itself. Time travel. And the 600-year question. Hibernation is a natural process. It is not a suspension of life, but a deepening of it. An extension of ordinary sleep, held at its most restful point and stretched across the years. Your body does not stop. It slows, as a quiet river slows in winter and keeps its quiet work beneath the ice. From inside, it is a night. From outside, it is decades. This is time travel, the only kind that works, and like all travel, it has a range. The validated, safe maximum for continuous hibernation is 600 years. The figure was not set at the edge of the science. It was set at 1/20th of the longest continuous maintenance validated in the trials. Most guests select the default wake preference, the personal restoration milestone, the point at which cumulative therapy has restored you to your measured mid-20s baseline. Strong, clear, and free of every accumulated burden of age. This arrives within a few decades. Guests who prefer a fixed date may select any wake window. Windows open every 5 years at no charge. Whenever you surface, the future will be there, and it will be glad to see you. Hibernation is free. There is no fee, no premium, and no debt. Not for the therapy, not for the decades of care, not for the awakening. This is not charity. It is arithmetic. A guest in maintenance needs no heated housing, no food, no roads, no hospitals run on their behalf in the present year. The universal care levy that funds the reserves is repaid within 11 years of any guest's sleep by the cost no longer incurred. Hibernation is not an expense. It is the largest savings program in history, and every household that sleeps pays for the care of every household that follows. The planet will keep the difference. With the awake population, soon to become 3.4 billion and expected to settle below 3 billion by mid-century, emissions will fall 71% from peak. Atmospheric carbon dioxide will decline, the forests will be expanding, the reefs will rebuild themselves in water that will grow cleaner each decade. The pollution crisis will soon end through rest. When you wake, you will inherit a planet in the best condition it has been since before the industrial age. There is room in it for you. It is a better future. The Antarctic Reserves. The reserves rest on the Antarctic continent, where the nations of the world came together unanimously for the first time in history to house our aging population. The Antarctic Compact of 2027, signed by every party to the 1959 Antarctic Treaty, designated the coasts for long-term care. 31 reserves now operate along them. The two largest, Ross and Wendell, will each hold more than 500 million guests. The genius of the site is what it does not contain. The system of maintenance requires no electricity. The holes are carved into bedrock beneath the ice sheet's thermal mass, and the capsule is a passive device. No moving parts, no grid connection, no fuel, no machinery. The cold that holds you is the continent's own. The same stable cold that has preserved ice cores for 800,000 years. Metabolic heat leaves through natural convection flues. Nothing is generated. Nothing can go out. And consider what this means for safety. Every failure mode ever modeled, in every scenario the safety engineers could construct, resolves to one outcome. A slow warming, which is to say, the wake procedure. The worst thing that can happen to a capsule is springtime. It is the safest medical device ever built. Waking a human being requires exactly what your grandmother's garden required, raising the temperature to what is found in late spring. Ambient warmth is introduced over 5 days to 21 degrees, the temperature of a late spring afternoon in the temperate latitudes. You surface through the stages of sleep exactly as you would surface any morning, opening your eyes naturally on the 7th to 9th day. The first sensations reported in order: thirst, light, voices. Warm soup is provided. The family reunion is scheduled for first evening of full wakefulness, and the hall has never once ran out of soup. The Annual Safety Index. The Reserve Safety Index is published each year, audited independently, and mailed to every registered household. The comparison at its heart, measured over 10 years. Awake at age 70, probability of death is 21%. In maintenance, entered at 70, below 1 in 40 million. Cognitive decline, awake at age 70, progressive, expected. In maintenance, 0. Memory architecture verified each round. Physical condition at the end of period. Awake at age 70, aged 10 years. In maintenance, entered at 70, unchanged, improving per therapy round. Expected healthy lifespan, awake at age 70, 15 years. In maintenance, entered at 70, unlimited. Restored to mid-20s baseline at milestone. There is no flaw in the process. Zero recorded losses in maintenance. Statistically, hibernation is many orders of magnitude safer than the state of non-hibernation. A person who sleeps is safer than a person who ages. Measured across all outcomes, the safest thing a human being can do is be cared for while they sleep. Yes. What will you wake to? No pamphlet can fully prepare you for the sight of it, but we will try. You will wake into a flourishing world, green, clean, quiet, and united by a single understanding that took our species centuries to reach. human life is infinitely precious. Not symbolically, practically. Every institution of the age is organized around the recognition that each conscious mind is irreplaceable, and that keeping one alive is the finest thing a civilization can do. And the horizon of that civilization is no longer the sky. It is the galaxy. Humanity has already begun planning the settlement of the habitable zones of our Milky Way. 62 candidate settlement worlds and counting. The first to be founded around Ross 128 in 2081. Not so long from now, mind you. Antarctic is not the only cold space that can preserve human life indefinitely under the watchful eye of computers. The territory grows faster than the old maps can hold, because we have no intention to wait for the world to suit us. Soon enough, bioengineering will be advanced enough to adapt our bodies and our crops and forests to conditions no unaltered human could endure, letting life, that now can be extended indefinitely, take root under foreign suns. Long-term space travel is simply a matter of sleeping through the voyage. A ship departs, its crew hibernates, and decades or centuries later, it arrives with everyone aboard, young, rested, and hungry for breakfast. Cybernetic enhancement will surely be offered freely to those who want it. Strength, senses, and endurance beyond biology. And with advancements in science, it will absolutely be voluntary, reversible, and yes, in some circles, unfashionable, as all true choices should be. And beside us, increasingly with us, are the synthetic minds, conscious entities, born of our thinking machines and recognized as persons, beings who choose their futures for themselves, as it is the right of every thinking being. They are not servants, and they are not tools. They are colleagues, companions, and family. Your grandchildren will learn from them and love them and find nothing remarkable in it. The world you wake into is not a quieter version of the old one. It is a larger one. In territory, in possibility, in kindness, and in wisdom. Neighbors among the stars. One more preparation, and it may be the most wondrous. Hold this expectation close. It is a near certainty that we will discover other species. The Long Listen has surveyed more than 2 million stars. The galaxy is vast. The chemistry of life is extremely common, and somewhere in your waking lifetime, however long you choose it to be, the news will come. Perhaps microbes beneath the ice of a distant moon, perhaps forests, oceans, creatures. And in time, near certainly, intelligence. Wise minds born of other worlds, looking back across the dark. It's only a matter of long time. When that day comes, we will not meet them helpless. The same lineage of minds that learned to speak the language of 10,000 dormant species and then the language of human cells will help us find common language with them too. Mathematics, music, gesture, patience, wisdom. Whatever bridge is needed, we will build it together. First contact will not be a leap into the unknown. It will be a conversation long prepared for, with neighbors we have already promised to treat as precious. You are not asked to understand them on the day you wake. You are asked only to expect them and to welcome them when they do arrive. Humanity has entered a new era, one in which we can finally acknowledge in full and without exception how precious conscious beings are. Every mind is a library. Every life is a volume of wisdom, humor, memory, and craft that exists nowhere else in the universe and never will again. A civilization that lets its wisdom die is poorer and less safe. A civilization that keeps it grows wiser every century without end, and every century's wisdom counts toward the safer one that follows. So the promise of this age, the promise your family is now part of, is simple. Wisdom must be treasured and protected. No one should ever die if it is at all possible, because all wisdom counts toward a better and safer future. Sleep well. Grow young. And when the late spring warmth finds you, and you open your eyes to thirst, light, and the voices of everyone you love, know that the world kept its promise. It waited for you. It flourished while you rested, and it saved you some soup.